Friday. Friday's rolled around. Nevin, good morning to you. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I know that that things have been strange for you, and I know that you've had the great joy of being able to welcome people into the restaurant now. So it's different, isn't it? It's very different. You must be delighted.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, you've hit the nail right in the head. It's very different. It's wonderful to be open. And now we're touching on nearly our seventh week open. So initially, as we spoke, it was residents only, and we've a couple outside guests. But the amount of cancellations we're getting every day. So just for your listeners that are thinking, God, there's no hope of getting in, there's lots, because it changes day by day. People's plans have changed very, very quickly. I mean, like, was it about 2 weeks ago? It was a party of 10, five bedrooms. Obviously, we can't do a table of 10, so it's a 6 and a 4. But they cancelled, and within an hour, it was all sold, which is fantastic.
Yes,
because
when
you're doing the lower numbers and you're 58 staff back, you have to have the rooms full. And we're doing about 50, 52, 54 max. So we're not turning the tables. It's one sitting. And I'm just, I just want to keep hugging people because people are so happy to be out. And you must remember, it's all Irish people that we're getting, so which is fantastic.
Yes, of course. And it's one sitting, which is very impressive, if I can just say that to you now. No, it is. It is. Because I'm because you could be doing a different thing altogether. And I'm impressed with the fact that you're doing it that way. And well done to you. And
we wanted to do the exact same as we did last year. And,
yes.
You know, it has worked out really well. And can I just give a big shout out to the staff? They've been amazing. Every one of them, to 58 back and 50 of the original staff. Like, it's been a challenging time for each and every one. And over the last year, to be closed nearly for 8 months. So it's just so lovely to have consistency and just keep it going. And
all
just,
these people.
Just be careful. As we all want to be, and just keep doing what we're doing.
All these people dependent on you. God help them all. Anyway, what have you got for me? Where's the lamb chops coming from?
Well, okay, so these are crispy lamb chops, and we could talk about the beautiful Connemara Hill lamb, which is now in season. They have a very specific season. It's usually from the middle, well, probably the start of July until October. And one thing the Irish farming community have all got together, you can enjoy Irish lamb all year round. It used to be spring. But spring lamb is beautiful and all the rest, but it is expensive.
Yes.
And this is a beautiful, we're using the lovely boneless lamb chops for this. The cutlets, which is gorgeous. They're like a little lollipop, you can call them. So what we're going to do with this, we're going to wrap them in Parma ham, and then we're going to get some panko crumbs. Now, me and you have spoke about these. These are dry bread crumbs. Every supermarket has them now, and they're dry and they're crunchy and they're absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to mix that with some grated Parmesan cheese, a little bit of chopped parsley, and then you're going to get your lamb, dip it in flour, two eggs beaten, so that's what we call an egg wash, and then roll them in those breadcrumbs, and we're going to shallow fry them, or you can bake them off in the oven. Probably not one for the barbecue with the crumbs, because you know the crumbs will go everywhere. And I think this will be absolutely delicious and something you can make ahead. The Parmesan will give a lovely richness, and it can easily burn. So just a word of warning for your listeners: we don't burn anything; we caramelise it. Isn't that right, Martin?
That's right. That's every time. Every time.
You're a natural at that.
Oh, I am, yes. I'm a great man for caramelising.
I'm only joking.
Yeah, anyway.
So with that, so your lamb cutlets, these can be done ahead. So say you were having maybe guests, so you were doing a nice kind of a Sunday lunch or maybe a little dinner party for a small group, you know, and we're allowed, you know, a couple of people in your house, not big groups. So this would work really well, but it's actually a lovely dinner, to be honest with you. And the lamb cutlets, they're so gorgeous. And one thing is about lamb, the cutlets, I just love the flavour, and they're the most tender and succulent, delicious cut on the lamb, in my opinion. So they can be done. You've just jazzed them up. The Parma ham gives a very interesting flavour. Now, you can wrap it or you can chop it and mix it through the breadcrumbs. It's totally up to you, but it will give lovely flavour and texture to the lamb.
Interesting.
With this, we're doing a cauliflower and leek puree. So one head of cauliflower.
The old cauliflower that's left in the corner so often these days.
Do you know what? It's got very fashionable. It's a beautiful, versatile vegetable. We use it a lot in the restaurant, to be truthful with you. And we pickle it, we puree it. It's absolutely gorgeous. And just for your listeners, I'm sidetracking here, but if you ever make a cauliflower soup, put curry powder into it and some apple juice, and you'll have the most beautiful soup in stock.
Go away, I've never heard of that. It sounds lovely.
So this is a puree, Marty. So we're using cauliflower, we're using a couple of leeks. We're going to fry them off. We're going to cook them in some chicken stock, a little touch of butter, and then a couple of spoonfuls of cream just to enrich catch it. Mm. So you cook it all down, kind of chop the cauliflower, or you can grate it. Grate it is a bit of a pain, to be honest with you. So just chop it nice and small and cook them in your leeks. And then when they're lovely and soft, in goes the cream at the end, the butter, and you blend it and you make a mash. So you know the way we love our mashed potato, but this is something a wee bit different. It's a, you can call it a mash or you can call it a puree. The longer you blend it, the smoother it's going to get. Okay, so that's, but it will work. This recipe for the lamb, Marty, will work with your good old-fashioned spuds, mashed or even boiled, and some nice broccoli. So it's
but
a really
I love the idea of the cauliflower and the leek puree. I just think that's very different and very tasty.
Very. And leeks, for me, are one of the most underrated vegetables. Mm. I learned something many years ago that when in France, when the newborn is weaning a baby, that the first thing they give them is a potato and leek soup, which is very interesting. I thought,
really?
Wow, that was really interesting. Yeah. So leek is known as the poor man's asparagus in France, but it is such a beautiful vegetable. And remember, you can use the lovely green part and you can use the white part. And, you know, we grow them in Ireland. It's a beautiful, underused vegetable. My mother used to do something years ago where she'd get the leeks, she'd put it in chicken stock, no, sorry, white sauce, and then breadcrumbs and bake it off in the oven. And it was really tasty.
Sounds really fabulous. Tasty. Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, really good. Really,
oh,
really
God, good. Lord. Okay, that's the crispy lamb. So what's next?
Yeah. So we're going to do a lovely paron and chorizo skewers. Now, we're making a peri-peri sauce, and this is a great sauce for your listeners with any grilled meat, chicken, pork, lamb, steaks, even fish. It's a great dressing to have, especially this time of year during the summer. So we'll talk about the dressing, and then we'll go back on the little skewers.
Okay.
So a little bit of chilli can go into this, fresh, or you can use the seeds. Probably you need to be careful because it can really burn them out of yourself.
Well, that's the thing. The peri-peri sauce, though wonderful, you've got to be careful, haven't you, about how strong you make it.
Yeah. So a couple of cloves of garlic. Say like I have two red chilies. I would always err on the side of caution. I would do half a chili, then I always add more if you want to.
Right.
This all goes into the food processor. So your garlic, which is peeled, yeah, your lemon juice, some rapeseed oil goes in there. This is the sweetness, some caster sugar, and then a little bit of paprika, and you're going to blend this all together. What gives it a really lovely kick is obviously the chili and the cayenne pepper. Now, I made this recently, and you know the roasted peppers you can get in the jar?
Yes.
I actually put that into the blender with the garlic and that, and a little bit of the oil that the peppers are in, and I blend it, and it's such a good dressing.
It all worked, doesn't it?
Week in your fridge.
Yeah.
Hear me?
It all worked.
Yeah, it really is gorgeous. Yeah.
All right.
And lovely with this recipe, in particular the chorizo and the prawns. So you get your skewers, you get some really nice big prawns, or you could do this with monkfish. I should have said that, actually. Right. Monkfish would be beautiful with this. Chorizo is a lovely kind of spicy Spanish sausage, and there's loads of different varieties. You have an Irish one made, it's called Cobean Smokehouse, which are fabulous people and wonderful. Way down there in Cork, they're just wonderful people, and we use their cheese and their Cobean their chorizo, which is lovely.
Gorgeous.
So if you're getting a Spanish one, some of them are fed on acorns from the black Iberico pig. And there's one that I recently discovered. It's not unlike chorizo, but it's in the Balearic Islands, and it's called Sobrasada. And trust me, Marty, I couldn't pronounce that a couple of months ago. So when I was doing my Spanish trails, which we'll be talking about soon because it'll be an RTE, Sobrasada is a speciality. It's all pork, but the different spice combination, they have a little touch of vinegar in it. It's really interesting. So this is kind of like surf and turf. You have your prawns, you have your chorizo on the little skewers, on the barbecue, brush it with the dressing, serve it with salad, away you go. It's so delicious. I would make this quite a bit at home, to be honest with you. Don't always do the peri-peri sauce, to be truthful with you.
Yeah.
But I definitely do the prawns and chorizo. And sometimes I don't even put them on the kebabs, which I think are nicer, to be truthful with you. I just literally put them into a pan and just literally start off the chorizo, add in your prawns at the last minute, toss in that lovely dressing, and then some lovely crunchy toasted bread.
So, oh, that sounds
so
lovely. Oh, I like the sound of this. Oh, I think I'll be having that now for the weekend.
This is a main course, Marty.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you wanted this for a main course, I would serve it with some rice. I think steamed rice, hard to beat.
You think that'll be the best for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. No, I love it. Peri peri prawn, chorizo skewers, char grilled little gem wedge. Oh, I love it. That's just fabulous. And before that, the crispy.
Hungry.
Yeah, I am starving now. But you always make me hungry. We've had this problem before with you. Every time we come in, Sinead and I.
Every week, say
you. Yeah, Sinead and I are going, where are we going now for lunch? Crispy lamb chops with cauliflower and leek puree. That's all fabulous. Listen, that's great. That's lovely, my friend. That's great. Do you know what? You actually, I mean, you always sound upbeat and you always sound positive, but there's a great air of delight heat in your voice this morning. I can hear it in you. You're buzzing. Definitely. You know what I mean? You're buzzing. I can hear it in you.
Well, you know, it's like you, Marty. You get your energy from people and guests. And I know people contact your show and that. But for me, it's seeing people within our building. That's so nice. And obviously, you want to hug them and shake their hands. And
of course.
That's gone for the moment. But just to see people happy and enjoying it and feeling safe and content. And just, it's been a hard while. It's just lovely. So I'm absolutely buzzing to be doing.
Yeah, you were. Well, listen, go off. I'm going off now to buy some cauliflower, and we'll talk to you next week. Keep well, friend. Mad about you. God bless you, Evan.
Thank you, Marty. God bless. Bye-bye.
And just a reminder again, of course, all the recipes, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, all Nevin's recipes are there if you want to download them, and of course you will. And eventually we'll get to that restaurant. By golly, will we get to McNean's.